Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to the weekly Thursday morning edition of the Household Express. I am Sister Mara and delighted to be in your company up to 11 a.m. Well, Chef Zakia not in with me today. She will be back next week, inshallah. Hope you all had a lovely Eid. Well, it's back to school, back to work, back to normal again. And I hope you're all enjoying this lovely autumn days that we're experiencing. Well, dearest listeners, lots to look forward to in today's program. First up, an interview with Sister Bibi Aisha Kadwa, who is a home cook and an entrepreneur all the way from Port Shepstone, and who also has her very own recipe group called Sunnyside Classics on Telegram and on Instagram. And the topic we're discussing is on Indian vegetables. Yes, we're going to be talking about the karela, the spinach, the pinda, the brinjals, the matibachi, the drumsticks, ways of cooking tips. And Bibi Aisha has a wealth of knowledge on all these lovely Indian vegetables. And thereafter, I'm going to be sharing with you how to clean your small kitchen appliances. And the recipe you can look for today is courtesy of Sister Bibi Aisha Kadwa. That's a pinda curry recipe. Yes, you can put pinda in your curry. It simply is very delicious. And today's interactive question is, what types of Indian vegetables is your family's favorite? And share with us your tips when cooking Indian veggies. 0727861548. Well, let's welcome Sister Bibi Aisha to the airways of Radio Islam. Assalamu alaikum, Bibi Aisha. How are you?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, I'm well. And shukr, Ramadan went well. And inshallah, we hope to see another Ramadan, inshallah.
Inshallah, ameen. Tell me, Sister Bibi Aisha, Port Shepstone, what's the weather like in Port Shepstone?
Alhamdulillah, we've got lovely sunny blue skies and beautiful warm weather. Lovely. It's been very hot. December, January, February, March even was extremely hot, but alhamdulillah, it's settling down now.
Alhamdulillah, yes.
Yeah.
And I know KZN is always such lovely weather and that, you know.
Yes.
And were you also affected with the floods, like in Margate?
Lots in Margate, but alhamdulillah, Port Shepstone was okay. But Margate, oh Allah, in lots of damage.
I don't know if it's because of the
situation with the road, you know, the infrastructure is not as before. It's not strong as before. That's why everything is just collapsing and getting damaged. But we've never seen things like this before.
Can see
ever.
It again. You can
see
it again.
But Margate is definitely gone. Very run down.
Beautiful place it used to be.
Spot in the old year, in the old days. But hardly anybody really comes or goes that way anymore. Even we ourselves don't go that way anymore because it's really not what it used to be.
Yes. And the grant them afia, you know, all over the world. Ameen, all our Muslims all over the world experiencing difficulty. The grant them afia, yes.
Like, you know, you would think in this time and age where everything would be getting better and, you know, but everything seems to be going backwards. The roads, the water, the electricity. You know, there's nothing that's like, getting, I don't know, maybe the, in the world, like Dubai and everything's all very beautiful and, you know, everything is very advanced. But we seem to be going backwards. Which is sad.
You know, you're talking about Dubai. Look at the rains they experienced now on Tuesday. So much rain and flooding. It's unbelievable when you see those pictures, you know.
Unbelievable. Allah save us.
Ameen.
Allah save us.
Yes. Thank you, Jazakallah, for coming on air today. Jazakallah, for your time. Really appreciate it.
No problem.
We speak about Indian veggies, what childhood dish comes to mind?
You know, honestly, I was a big chore to eat vegetables. In my young age. But my mother always camouflaged it and she put meat in it. So I can remember like green beans and goats. Lovely, you know, meat. We were a butcher family, obviously. So lovely mutton with green beans and hot roti. My mommy always, whether she was like she was a working woman, but she always had that hot plate of food ready for us. So green beans and goats, nice stew. Brinjal rawaya, you know, that you chop the onions. And, and everything with hot roti or a nice bread. And, you know, those were the days where there was just one. You do get now as well, like people put one pot of food on the table. Whether you like it or not, you have to eat it. So those were the days where mum made this and we had to eat it and we enjoyed it because that was our meal and we looked forward to it.
Mm-hmm. So, it was fresh at that time. You know, some of them were managed to plant it. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. And, you know, everything tasted different those days. And the quality was different. And also, Mum used to make us these lovely cauliflower bites. So she would dip it, she would spice it up lightly and then dip it in egg and fry it for us, fresh, hot, as we entered the door. Mm-hmm. And then she would, you know, tell us it's chicken. Sometimes, you know, because we refuse to eat vegetables.
Yes.
It's chicken, taste it. And then we used to, you know, enjoy it. And then she'll tell us, no, you know, that was cauliflower.
Wow.
And it was really delicious. Yeah.
It's so different, you know, we're actually talking about cauliflower. So she said, basically take the cauliflower florets and then wash it and dip it in egg and fry it. It's such a lovely idea, you know. And it's so healthy.
And, you know, the Indian restaurants, like Dosa Hut in Wardsburg.
Yes, yes, yes.
They do make something called Gobi 65.
Okay, okay.
So it's something, it's cauliflower that's dipped in a red, like a batter, mm-hmm. and deep fried. And that's absolutely delicious. That's my favorite. Mm-hmm. So whenever I come to Joburg, I have to go to Dosa Hut, and that's what I eat. It's called Gobi 65. And even the brinjal, they have brinjal sticks, like, you know, you they also in the same batter. They cut it into long strips and they fry it in the batter. Very nice.
Lovely.
Something different.
There's different ways of cooking your Indian vegetables. Not the normal ways. You know, make it more lovely for the kids to enjoy. Indeed, it's very, very healthy, you know.
And those days, we didn't have social media and everything.
No,
now you can just YouTube and Google and all the recipes come up from all around the world. So we're so fortunate in that manner.
Yes, yes. Now, Bibi, actually, what are some of the firm favorites when it comes to Indian veggies? And what exactly is Indian veggies?
Okay, so if you ask me what is Indian veggies, I would say like gem squash and sweet potato, butternut, that we would call English veggies, right?
Mm.
So Indian veggies, some of the others, people also eat some of the Indian veggies. I enjoy it around the world. But us as, I suppose, a community, what we enjoy, number one would be methi bhaji.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes. Definitely.
The first thing that pops up in your mind is methi bhaji. That's a firm favorite. That can be prepared in so many ways, right?
Mm-hmm.
Plain, and then you break your bhaji inside. You make a nice scramble. And then you, the one with the mince, then you cook it with chicken. You can cook it with mince. You can cook it with mutton as well.
Mm.
So there's so many ways of preparing methi bhaji. Then methi bhaji goes into making mutia.
Yes.
And milagan, like,
puri,
you know, so you're into your savory as well.
Puris,
pura, and all that. So methi bhaji is a firm favorite for me, which you never was in my young age. But then once I got married and matured a bit, you know, and then I started enjoying all the vegetables. And my favorite is methi bhaji.
Okay. And, so, baby, actually, still staying with methi bhaji. You get two types of methi bhaji. You know, you get a very small leaf one. They say that one comes from Natal, which is like the butter. Then you get a big leaf one. They say that one comes from Joburg, you know. So,
I see that. I see that in Wardsburg. Oh, I love coming to Joburg and I love going to Wardsburg because the vegetables, my eyes fall out. I wish I could had a trailer and I could take everything back home because the binda is the best binda I ever saw in my life. I normally buy two or three boxes and I bring back home.
Mm-hmm.
And then the meto, I think that's the one they call meto because it's actually the same, I think, but they just grow it. They take longer to grow the bhaji. So they don't remove it from the ground as quickly as they would maybe in a Natal.
Okay.
So when I grow bhaji, and I got my little farm here, so when I grow my bhaji, then I leave it a little longer, and then it looks exactly like it looks in Joburg.
So and it grows very quickly. It grows very quickly.
It grows very quickly, and then you grow it close together, and then you pull it out from the ground, and then you snip it.
Okay, and methi bhaji can be frozen as well, yes. And I've
Very well. There's a way of, now a lot of people are intimidated with how to wash it because it comes with a lot of dirt.
Mm-hmm.
So you have two dishes of water, right? And then two dishes, right? One with the water, one empty, and then you have the strainer, right? So you soak your Desibergi in the one with the water. You press it down a few times, mm-hmm. wriggle it around so the dirt gets loose. And in front of the top, you scoop out the methi bhaji
yes. mm-hmm.
into the strainer,
mm-hmm.
right? And pour into the other dish, right? And then you strain that same water into that dish now. Okay. You're not wasting water,
yes.
right? Mm-hmm. As it is, what is the problem nowadays? So what did I say? You scoop out the methi bhaji with your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Into the other dish, into the other empty dish. And then you strain out the water from the first dish into the second dish over the methi bhaji. So all the dirt is coming out to the strainer.
Mm-hmm.
Then you chuck out the dirt, right? Then again, you do the same. You scoop out the methi bhaji with your hands into that empty dish. And then again, you strain that water until you're satisfied that most of the dirt is out. And then you put one bit of clean water again, wriggle the bhaji around, and then strain it out. That's your way of not wasting water and getting your methi bhaji clean.
Okay, yes, yes. Yes,
and then you put it on a nice cloth, mm-hmm. and remove most of the water, and you put it into a container or a ziploc, whatever it is, but your freezer must be nice and cold. And you don't smash everything.
No.
It must be loosely packed. Mm-hmm. into your container or into the Ziploc, and loosely packed and frozen. So when you remove it, it's easy to crush it. So you remove it frozen from the freezer, ready into the pot, and if you have extra, it goes straight back into the freezer. So you don't remove it, leave it out, let it soften, nothing. Otherwise, you're going to get a whole soggy mess, and it doesn't look the same. It doesn't, it's not the same.
It becomes soggy, and you're going to have that bitter taste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very good. And even when you cut from the stem, you don't leave too much of stem on the leaves.
Mm-hmm.
That also contributes to the bitterness of the
bitterness, bhaji. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And lots of onion. When you cook methi bhaji, you need lots and lots and lots of onion. If you mix with the onion, you're going to get a very bitter dish.
So basically, so the onion takes away the bitterness.
Yes, yes. My mother-in-law, she, whom Allah grants her higher stages, she taught me how to cook methi bhaji nicely.
Mm-hmm. But actually, I want to talk about pinda, and I'm sure most of the listeners are listening and talking about pinda, and some of the listeners don't know how to cook the pinda properly because of the stickiness in there, you know?
Right.
Yeah, okay. So let's talk about
Number one, firstly, is how to choose the binda. But as I said, Joburg has the best binda. It's nice and long, and it's not, overgrown.
Mm-hmm.
So normally in Natal, you get the one where you have to press it, and it like cracks. Then you don't buy that one. You look for the softer one.
Okay.
But in Joburg, you get the nice, soft binda. Mm-hmm. Lovely green, dark green, and it's soft, and it's long. Those are very nice. If you're from Natal area, then you have to check each one, and if they overgrown and they crack when you press it, then those are not good.
Mm-hmm.
So you want a softer, nicer, fresher, younger binda.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it that way. So you get different varieties, right? But as I say, you're looking for a softer one. So number one, you soak it a little while in water. So you open up the water in the dish and you rub it with your hands. You get you get what I'm saying?
You
put the water and then you rub it quickly with your hands and you drain out the water. That's number one. Then you take a dishcloth and you wipe each one.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You hold it in your hand and you wipe each one and you put it aside. Then you snip off the stem side, very close to the edge. Don't waste, and then the little tip at the bottom.
Okay.
You snip that off, right? You do all of that at the same time. You don't do one, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Do all, wash all, drain all, wipe all, snip all, and then you start cutting them into like a 5 millimeter pieces.
Okay.
Like from one normal size one, you'll get about 4 or 5 pieces.
It depends how thick you want it.
Mm-hmm. How thick you want it, right? If you're doing a whole binda, then you just like slit to the edge and don't cut it right through.
Okay.
A lot of people like deep fried binda. That's very nice. And then, okay, so let's say we're just doing a normal dinda for cooking, right? So now you snip it, and then you take a pan and you do like a shallow oil.
Okay.
Shallow oil, right? So you don't do too much at a time. Mm-hmm. So you take a medium-sized pan, depending on what amount you're doing. You take a medium-sized pan. You add in enough oil to do a shallow fry. You don't put all the binda one time to fry.
Okay.
You take a handful at a time. You understand? It must be sparse. So on a medium to high flame, you fry your binda, but not till it's brown. It must still be greenish.
Mm-hmm.
So it burns out that stickiness.
Okay.
You stand over it. You add it. You fry, and you remove. You fry, you remove. You fry, you remove. And there you're done. You'll never get a sticky dish.
Lots of ladies have sent in some tips of adding a bit of vinegar and lemon juice to get rid of that sliminess. Do you do that also, Aisha?
Never ever experienced sliminess because I've never cooked it straight from raw. I've always fried.
Fried it
so
before,
probably,
yes.
Yes, I've always fried it. So I've never ever experienced any stickiness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe in my early days when I was learning, you know, without anybody near me, and I think once I did it, yeah. So as I say, you know flash fry, it really really helps.
It helps remove all the stickiness.
Yes,
from
and not overcrowding the pan. Now, obviously, if you're going to overcrowd the pan, then you're going to have a sticky mess.
Okay, and just for the benefit of the listeners, another name for binda is okra or lady's fingers, all right?
That's correct,
okay.
Yeah.
And they say that the stickiness in okra is caused by something called mucilage, which is also found in the aloe vera plant. So it's important for you to It's important to fry your binda before you cook it. Can binda be frozen after you're frying it?
Absolutely. I come with 3-4 boxes from Joburg, and that's what I do. I prepare them, I fry them, everything, and then I lay a Carlton roll at the bottom of the container because there's still oil that's going to drip out, and it can stay up to a year. Up to a year, I promise you.
Okay, it's lovely.
And all you do is remove it when you need it. Make your chutney, add it in, or cook your chicken, add it in, make your whatever, however you want to prepare it, you do that.
And you're going to share with us a binda curry recipe, so we're going to look forward to that in a few minutes' time.
Inshallah.
Now, Sister Bibi Aisha, I want to talk about karela, and I know a lot of people probably don't like karela because it's very bitter, but believe me, it's very healthy. They say it's actually excellent for people who are diabetics as well. So what is the best way to cook karela and to remove the bitterness?
Okay, so I'm going to tell you about, I never ate in my life, but when I came to Sunnyside, alhamdulillah, they enjoyed everything here. So Motama used to make the karela with the mince. They used to stuff it with mince.
Okay.
So, like whole karela, you slit it and remove the seed from inside. First, you scrape it. Scrape karela, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then rub it with salt.
Yes.
That's the secret. You must rub it with salt and then soak it in hot boiling water.
Okay.
Yeah. And then she used to prepare mince, and then she used to stuff it with the mince, and then she used to tie it with string, and then she used to fry it in a pan. It used to be very nice.
Very
but
tasty.
My favorite way, I'll buy a whole bunch of karela.
Mm-hmm.
Then my tomkulu will, she'll scrape it, and then she will cut it. We'll make a slit, remove the seeds, and then we cut it into rings.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Right? And then we add salt, and we massage it with your fingers.
Okay.
You must massage it with your fingers. With the salt, and then you add boiling water over and you set it aside. Then you drain it out and then you fry it just like how we fry, just like a shallow deep shallow fry and remove it onto your paper towel. Then you prepare extra onion or gar, and you first you fry your cubed potato, and then you add your remove the potato, then you make nice wagar. And you add garlic and a little bit of spices, not too much. The recipe is on Inside Classics. And then you add a little bit of tomato, like half a tomato chopped inside. Toss it nicely. And then you add your karela back in. And then you simmer it for a little while. And that's absolutely Absolutely delicious. Very, very nice.
A lot of people, some people actually add a bit of gore into their karela when they're making it, just to remove the bitterness.
Okay. I've never experienced like too much of bitterness, as I say, because
if
I followed
it your
the,
way,
like,
okay.
mm-hmm. this way, what they taught me, you know, here at Sunnyside, to massage the salt in well and with the extra onion and then the potato and everything. And it's not, you're not putting too much of karela, you understand? Mm. There's a balance. There's always a balance. So then you enjoy it.
Right. Then let's go and talk about brinjals, which is also known as eggplant. And what's your best way of cooking brinjals? I know you can serve it with curry khichdi. You can serve it with mince, butter beans, baba ganoush.
I have a signature dish that was very popular on all my groups. Mm-hmm. Even here at Sunnyside, it was just like my mom used to make something and then I just, you know, took it up a notch. So what I do is I take my brinjal and I cut it into thick rings. Mm-hmm. And then I just slightly salt it and I fry it.
Okay.
In shallow oil, gently till it's well cooked. Then I remove it into the jara. Then I take potatoes and I lightly spice it with salt and a little bit of turmeric and I fry in the same oil and remove it again. Then we take pepper rings and fry it in the same pot, mm-hmm. remove that. Then make a nice, like you cut thick onions,
yes.
like sideways, and then you fry it also in that oil, and you add some slivered garlic, about 5 or 6 slivered garlic, mm-hmm. Then 2-3 green chilies, and 2-3 sprigs of curry leaf with that onion. When the onion is nice and golden, you remove it also on top of the other things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you take last, you cut the tomatoes into thick wedges and you fry it on high in that same oil and you remove it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you take everything and you place it in an oven tray or in a pot.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the oil will still release from there again.
Yes.
So you place it in a tray or in another flat pot and you put it into the oven or you put it on high on the stove. And then you serve it with your curry khichdi or dal and rice.
Oh, that is so lovely. I'm definitely going to try that
nice.
Out.
It is on the pages, so mm-hmm. I will tag you there or I'll send you the recipe.
Please
do very
that.
Nice.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, like something different. Now, you know, lots of people are very health conscious now. You know,
yes,
they can improvise and prepare it the way they want it.
Mm-hmm.
But the idea is there. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when it comes to brinjal, the only and the best way is to enjoy it is to fry it, in my books.
To fry
in
it,
oil.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to fry it to enjoy it. You can't boil it or steam it or cook it from
There's another
from
lovely
raw.
Recipe with the butter beans and brinjals and your green masala. Cut onions and you put butter beans and you put your brinjals in. It's actually quite lovely with your green masala. It's very tasty.
It sounds jobagi, huh?
Jobagi, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I honestly don't use much green masala.
Okay. It's like a good
just not
me. Is it not a Natal thing? I think green masala
it's
like jobagi.
Yeah,
I love green
jobagi.
Masala.
Yeah, it's more jobagi, I think.
Okay, yes.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, we all have green masala in our freezer, especially in the month of Ramadan, before Ramadan, preparing for our savory. You know, every little thing is a green masala. Even if we're making scrambled eggs, it's green masala, you know. And
right.
it's actually lovely. Yes, lovely.
Now, I always keep garlic separate, green chili separate, and then I use fresh dhania. So I never, ever have green masala. But I must try it, actually.
You have to try it. It's nice. And it's actually very nice, very handy to keep, okay? A listener wants to know... I just made cabbage. Okay, yes, continue, Bibasha.
Okay. And then I wanted to mention like the other guarnihing,
Yes, please talk about that. Yes,
Dodi,
I'm going to come to that.
We can talk about that just now, right?
Okay, let's talk about the guarnihing. Yes, please.
Mm. Okay, so guarnihing is tiny beans, right, in English. And the same procedure as binda, because it also has fine hay on it.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to put it into a dish with water, add some rough salt and rub it with your hands,
mm-hmm.
and then drain it out, right? Then you snip off both sides. Now, in the old days, we used to take a knife and run it through the whole side, or one side of it and everything. But I don't do that anymore. And so that's then you can steam that with a little bit of turmeric halfway and remove it, and you can boil that as well. So you remove from the freezer, you can cook your chicken or cook your chutney, and you add that, and you can, that also lasts in the freezer very well. And what else? Hector. Yeah, the Hector is a drumsticks.
Yes.
That's also very nice. You get in Joburg. Oh, you get lovely ones in Joburg. So that also freezes very well, raw or slightly steamed. Mm-hmm. And then you just add it to your mutton curry or chicken curry or mince or, whatever your family enjoys.
You can add it in your
dal
as well. It's lovely.
Yes, yes. Oh, I had it somewhere lately and it was so delicious. Mm-hmm. I had it in something, I can't remember. Was it? Yes, but yeah. Like we tend not to think out of the box. We only do what we were taught and what we were used to. But there's so many ways of preparing stuff.
Okay, I've got a message here from Sister Aisha in Botswana, Lopatshe, Botswana. Mm-hmm. Aisha Dokrat. She says, Jazakala for the lovely program. Auntie Vivi's recipes never flop. I need help. I always suffer from making when making binda when frying. Do you think I over fry or what am I doing wrong? My binda shrinks very much, so when I cook it gets soggy. How thick or how big in circles or strips between center, please advise.
Okay, so basically, Linda is shrinking. Maybe she's cutting it too small.
Maybe,
and then she's over frying it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So as I said, the binda, the type of binda is important.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Then don't cut it. Let's look at your shahadat finger, right? So that to where the first line ends, that's the right size.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right? That's the size that it should be cut. A little bit more if you want. If you look at your thumb, maybe, then that size.
Maybe about a 5 centimeter, I would say.
Yeah, about a 5, yeah.
5 centimeter, slightly bigger than a 5 centimeter to allow for shrinkage as well.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And your heat must not be too high and too low. If it's too low, it gets soggy, and if it's too high, it's going to burn. So it must be medium to high.
Okay.
That's very important. And remove it while it's still green. That's what I said, like toss it. That's why I said stand over the stove, don't move.
Mm-hmm.
So you put in the one lot, you're mixing it with the slotted spoon, tossing it around. Mm-hmm. So it gets cooked evenly, and then you remove.
Okay. Then another listener says, Sister Mohsina says, I air fry my binda and they come out perfect. Less oil when you cook it in a tomato chutney. That's a lovely idea.
Very good. I'm not an air fry person, so...
Me too.
I appreciate that information.
Right. Let's talk more about the guarnihing. A listener wants to know, why does our guarnihing stay hard all the time?
Okay, guarnihing basically is a vegetable that you have to kill it to enjoy it, right? So you're not going to... It takes a long time, and by the time you cook it, it's like quite mushy. It's got no nutrients or anything for you left, but it's very tasty. So... That's why I say you have to kill it to enjoy it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when I cook guarnihing, I make it my mother-in-law, the sunny side style. It's like a greenish color. It's only got arad and ginger garlic in it and green chilies.
Okay.
So it's got lots of onions. So how much guarnihing you have, that much onions you put.
Okay.
So initially, you make a wagar with half the onions, right?
Okay.
And then you put... any vegetable that I cook with meat... Mm-hmm. Any vegetable that I cook with chicken has to be cooked in ghee for me. I will never use oil if mm-hmm. I cook with the protein. If I cook it plain binda, plain anything that's got no meat in it, then I use oil. But my rule is if I cook anything with the protein, chicken or mince or meat, I use only ghee. I don't know why, but that's me. So anyway, I'll make my onion sauté translucent, add in green chilies, ground green chilies, I add in arad and ginger garlic. And then you add in your chicken pieces, mm-hmm. The drumstick you chopped in two, and like that gives that like lacquer nice. I'm not a person,
mm-hmm.
so I think that the drumstick all gives a nice flavor.
Yes, yes.
So you just saute that for a few minutes with your arad, ginger, garlic, green chilies,
mm-hmm.
and then that one doesn't have tomato, I think. When after a few minutes, then you add kachu onion and the guarni.
Okay.
And then you leave it for a while to simmer in its own juices, whatever, and then you add in water. And then you let it cook till you feel that it's ready.
Okay. And then another listener wants to know, I just made cabbage with carrots and potatoes. Should I add tomato?
It's not absolutely necessary. But a nice, like my mother-in-law taught me again, she used to take the cabbage, have it chopped and in the dish, and then she'll chop like half a tomato over it, a little bit of sugar as well, salt, and then the chilies and turmeric and peas, carrot, whatever you want. Then she would take her pot, add oil,
mm-hmm.
heat up the oil and throw in the whole mixture. So we would put a little bit of tomato.
But you mentioned sugar. Actually, you mentioned sugar.
I don't know
why. Why did you put sugar in there?
I don't know why, honestly. I don't know if it cuts some acid or...
Probably
cuts acidity. It could be that. As I say, I'm not a professional cook, you know. But what I learned, this is what I learned throughout the years that I'm sharing.
Okay.
So I would think it was for the acidity. But see, the tomato is optional. Whether you want a more like a gravish dish, then you add tomato. And if you want that one where the, you know, a lot of indigenous people, they make that braised cabbage, you know, to serve with the pap.
Yes.
Yeah, then you don't leave out tomato. You use a bigger pot, like a wider pot, so you can burn out that water nicely.
Right, okay. Maybe actually, let's go on to your lovely recipe. It's a pinda curry recipe. So please go ahead and share with the listeners.
Okay, so I'll start with the ingredients. One onion,
mm-hmm.
sliced. That would be like a large, medium to large onion,
mm-hmm.
sliced or chopped. Chopped is fine as well, however you would prefer. But remember, sliced onion, finely sliced, tends to use less ghee oil because it's easier to cook.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so now it's chopped and it takes longer and your onion doesn't dissolve better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One dry whole red chili. That would be like the Rustenburg one.
Okay.
3 to 4 cloves of garlic. It's like a medium garlic.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have whole cloves of garlic, then you can use about a tea of whatever you have.
The crushed garlic, mm-hmm.
Salt to taste.
Okay.
2 whole green chilies.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the strength of your turmeric, about 1/4 to 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric.
Mm-hmm.
You know, turmeric is a thing where you can add, less is better. So if you need again, you can always add. But once you add too much, it's difficult to change.
Okay.
So you always add less, and then you can always add more.
Okay.
1/2 teaspoon of crushed, that's coarse red chilies,
mm-hmm.
the dry one. 1 peeled and chopped tomato.
Okay.
1 sprig of curry leaves.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. So basically, you fry your onion in oil, or you can do an oil and ghee mix,
mm-hmm.
whatever you prefer in your household.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then I always add my salt into the onion. It helps the onion to cook quicker,
okay.
better.
Interesting.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Then halfway, you add in your chopped garlic, your slivered garlic or chopped garlic,
mm-hmm.
the dry red chili. So halfway you're adding that in, and then you saute it till your onions are a nice light golden color.
Mm-hmm.
Then you add in peeled and the chopped tomato. I always, have a habit of peeling my tomato. I don't like to see those little skins floating around. So always peel. I think OXO has a nice set of 3 peelers. One is a julienne that mm-hmm. does julienne strips. And
okay.
the one, the red one, it peels tomato like amazing. And the other The third one, I think, is for that cucumber, you know, to make those slices of
those
cucumber.
Like a swirl, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that tomato peeler, oh, my God, that's too nice. So I normally, or you can add boiling water over your tomato to get the skin off, or mm-hmm. you can put it in the microwave for a little while. If you feel that peeling it wastes a lot, but whatever your preference is.
Okay.
So once you add in your chopped tomato over your onion, you now on a high heat, mm-hmm. you add in your spices, which is just the turmeric and the false chilies. I'm not a Dhanajiru person. I don't prefer to add Dhanajiru in most of my, if it's not a curry. But
okay.
You can if you like.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then you burn out the water from the tomato.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add in your curry leaves and your split green chilies.
Mm-hmm.
And then saute it for a while, 1 or 2 minutes. Then you add in your binda.
Okay.
So now we're adding in our fried binda. And
okay.
then we toss and simmer for 2 minutes again. And then you garnish. You add in mas and yogurt. Or mm-hmm. only mas, but if you add any mas, I would prefer that you put it into like a 1 liter jug and whisk it with a fork or something and to smooth it out.
Or blend it.
Or even better, mm-hmm. yeah, even better would be to add half yogurt, half mas.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then you whisk it nicely and add it to this mixture.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you have leftover curry, then you can add the curry to this.
Okay, lovely.
Right, and so then lastly, you just add some green over, mint, and dhania, and a nice sprinkle of garam masala, and you have your binda curry.
Lovely. And the recipe is on our website, dearest listeners.
Yes.
Go to radioislam.co.za and you can view the recipe there. If you don't have access to the internet, you can call Sister Faiza. Not Faiza, sorry, Sister Rukia on 011-854-7022. Okay, I must add this, Sister Bibi Aisha. The old people used to add a pinch of sugar in all Indian vegetable recipes. They say it brings out the flavor of the veggies and cut the acidity of the tomato if there's tomato in the recipe. That's from Sister Tasneem.
Okay. That's it. Perfect. There's our answer.
Okay. So that's
and
our answer.
And the binda curry is served with the rotla. You know, mm-hmm. milling roti?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fresh. Oh, that'll go perfectly with that.
Lovely.
And can be served with rice as well, but a lovely evening meal as well with the rotlas and in the curry.
So you can serve it with your rotla or your soft rotis, and if you have leftover curry, you can do your binda fried, how you got this method now, and put it into your curry. It's also very, very lovely indeed.
Yes. And another way to serve with curry khichdi is your whole binda. You slit it and just add a little bit of spices over, dhanajiru, arad, fine chili powder, salt, and then you fry it, deep fry it or shallow fry it just before eating.
Okay.
You serve it fresh. Yeah.
Okay. Sister Bibi Aisha, jazakallah khair for coming on air and sharing with us your valuable information on all the Indian veggies as well. And you can follow her, Bibi Aisha, on your WhatsApp group, on Instagram. What's your Instagram address for the benefit of the listeners, sister?
It's sunny56.
That's Sunnyside Classics. It's SUNNY Classics,
all one word.
All one.
My
Sunnyside
old
Classics,
account was hacked. Yeah, so I had to open it. So I don't have much recipes like before.
Okay.
But I'm getting there. But I'm on
Telegram.
On Facebook, Sunnyside Classics Support Group.
Okay. And you can view
Sunnyside.
All the recipes on that as well.
Yeah, yes. Alhamdulillah. And I have amazing admins. I'm not even in all my groups anymore. I had to leave a few because of responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
But shukr alhamdulillah for Sister Kulsum and Sister Bibi Sophia and all the admins. Alhamdulillah, they do an amazing, they truly go over what they have to, and they help and support the people that need the help.
And it's so easy to find on Telegram. If I'm looking for a recipe, I go on to Telegram and search it, and the recipes will just come up. Lovely recipes.
I'm banned from Telegram. I can't even get there anymore. It took
I got
a
banned.
bit of time, you know, Aisha.
Yeah. No, I got banned, I think, because of, no. Yeah.
Okay. Jazakallah khair. Yeah. You enjoy the rest of your day as well. And yes, I'm going to take you on my Instagram account as well.
And I really appreciate the opportunity.
Always
and
a pleasure.
Inshallah, I hope you can.
Inshallah, I mean, you have a lovely day. Jazakallah to you. Assalamu alaikum.
Ameen. Wa alaikum salam.
Well, that was Tabibi Aisha Kadwa. You can follow her Instagram at Sunnyside Classics. At Sunnyside Classics. Okay, let's go for a short break. When we come back, I'm going to be sharing with you more tips from the listeners that sent in via WhatsApp on the Indian veggies. And if we have time, how to clean most common small appliances in your kitchen. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Well, a lovely interview talking about Indian vegetables with Sister Bibi Aisha Kadwa from Port Shepstone. And she is from the Sunnyside Classics Recipe Group on Telegram as well. Well, I've got lots of feedback coming through from the listeners. This listener says, Alhamdulillah, my family really enjoys Indian vegetables. One of our favorites is methi bhaji, bedu bhaji, mutia, methi bhaji and mince, vegetable stew, cauliflower, green beans, and chicken or mutton, vengra, which are brinjals, especially in salads. I always put veggies on the table, even when they were little and were not interested, but Alhamdulillah, as they got bigger, they were willing to taste. Now I'm grateful that I did not give up on making my kids learn to eat vegetables. Yes, and vegetables is definitely very, very healthy as well. Okay, the brinjal recipe, you can view it on Sister Bibi Aisha's Telegram, but I will try and get it from her and put it onto my Instagram account as well as on the Radio Islam recipes as well on our website as well. And then another listener says, with Karela scrape and rinse well, then you can slit, boil, then take pits out, fry in ghee, then put mince stuff in cooked mince. Keep a little mince in a pot, lay the Karela leaf on low to steam. And then she also says that my binda air fry in an air fryer, then put oil in a pot, add onion, tomatoes and masalas and cook on low. So lots of people actually make the binda also in the air fryer. Well, it's lovely to try out as well. Less oil and much healthier. Then she says, another listener says, tips for guarni, hing and karela. Before you cook, clean it. And then you put some salt and water, mash it with hand nicely, then wash it. Then you cook it again. It cooks very, very nice and soft. And another tip on binda, when frying binda, a good sprinkle of lemon juice helps take out the stickiness as well. Yes, they say lemon juice and vinegar as well, that also takes out the stickiness from the binda. Like I said earlier on, binda is like the aloe plant, you can get that stickiness as well, that sliminess as well. So it's important, what Sister Bibi Aisha Kadwa said, is to fry your binda in a little bit of oil, but you must fry it, but in that way it takes out the stickiness as well, and then you can always freeze it again. Okay, and then, well, we don't have much time left to end of today's program, so inshallah, in next week's program, we're going to be sharing with you how to clean your most common small appliances in your kitchen, as our time has run out. But I know there is a saying that goes something like this: lentils and beans are our spines, but vegetables make up our bodies. So vegetables, any type of vegetable, be it Indian type, be it English type, is always a must have in our daily eating habits as well. Also, it's how you cook it as well. And Indian vegetables are absolutely delicious to have, and different methods, different ways of cooking as well, and they're available all year through as well. So that's where we leave it for today, inshallah. Zakia will be back with us next week. Jazakallah to my producer Mumtaz, to our guest Sister Bibi Aisha Kadwa from Port Shepstone, and to all your lovely listeners for all your lovely messages always in your du'as. Do remember us, the marhumin, and all our Muslims going through challenges all over the world, to remember them in your du'as. From me, Amara, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.